Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Time and Space podcast. For so long now, I have been deeply fascinated and curious about the human belief system, the subconscious mind, and also the process of deconditioning. I have authored a book called I Am. It is the modern day guide for living life on purpose, elevating your personal power, and expanding your intuitive gifts. I am so excited to be sharing my thoughts out loud with you. For anyone interested, I am a 4-6 human design reflector, and I really enjoy sharing my insights and reflections and hope that you find something in there that can support you through the times that we are moving through right now. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello. Gosh, it feels like it's been forever in between chats. What is feeling really strongly on my heart that I want to share is this idea of feeling that we can be doing, in air quotes, the work or the inner love, as Shaman Jurek would say, on ourselves, and not always feeling like, I won't say results, we're not getting results, but feeling like we don't know if it is integrating with us or if it is actually evolving us or expanding at us in any ways, because we don't necessarily have proof of it in our everyday straight away in big ways, right? It could be showing itself in subtle ways, but potentially we don't feel like our life is changing immediately, you know? And so I have experienced this in many ways, and it's not until we stop our practice, say, of, doesn't even have to be something, you know, predictable like meditation or yoga or whatever it could be, just anything that equates to taking time out for yourself or choosing yourself first can really be an act of loving kindness towards ourselves, right? And loving ourselves first. And I'm just speaking to a lot of those practices that actually fill you up and allow you to feel more of you in any moment. And so often, you know, when we get busy or our days or weeks get fuller, these can be the first things to drop away, right? To fall by the wayside, to get the cut, to be forgotten about as we prioritize other things over ourselves, and our attention just really is going outwards all the time. And so I find that it's not until I'm in quite a big experience, as I am moving through now, that you realize, wow, you know, working through all these tools and cultivating my practice of them over the years and adding more and more, not always being a better thing, right? So let's not equate those two things. But sometimes it's not until you're in the big experience that you realize, wow, I am so deeply, deeply grateful that I have these practices and these tools and this knowledge and this remembrance to come back to, because without it, I don't know who I would be right now. And so I just want to serve as encouragement that even when you potentially don't feel like your dedication to showing up for yourself or choosing yourself first is necessarily paying off in the moment or in your days or your weeks, that know that you are really building some solid foundations for yourself to be able to call upon yourself whenever you need, and to know that you can lead yourself through really challenging things, and that nothing you're doing is a waste of time or a waste of energy if you're choosing consciously and intentionally to be in right relationship with yourself. So I think I've done this a little backwards, but the reason that I was prompted to think about this is that I over the past month, I guess, it has been said to me a few times, just in passing by friends or acquaintances or whoever, oh, I was going through this and I thought to myself, Elaine would know the answer to this, or Elaine would know what to do. And when they said that, I thought, oh, that's funny that they think that. And, you know, whilst I don't have the answers, actually. I was about to say I have the answers. But whilst I have suggestions and ideas and reflections that may help support and facilitate a transformation for somebody else, it doesn't mean that I have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. No one has all the answers. And that is such deep permission to have, you know, a huge sigh of relief. Take a deep breath. Nobody has all the answers. Nobody has all of this figured out, this life experience. And, you know, in each moment, it's just the commitment to self. Like, will I come back to myself? Will I choose myself first? And in building your foundation, your solid foundation of practices and tools, all that means is that when you move through life experiences, big ones like I'm going through, or small ones like that we face every day, what I have found for myself is that I move through them with a different pace and a different trust, this unshakable trust that I have and that I've cultivated, that on the other side of challenges and tricky, sticky situations in life, the deeper I go, the further I go and from, you know, the further I run away from bypassing or anything to do with suppression, and the deeper I allow myself to drop into the depths of the emotions and allowing myself to really process the actual experience, I know that the joy that comes out of that and the magic that is created and the alchemy that is created in that commitment on the other side is just next level, like next level. And so the only difference I see between somebody who's potentially just starting to cultivate the tools and turning towards that and getting to know themselves better, know who they really are, who you really are, is that the time teaches you that, oh, I can choose for this experience to really evolve and expand me. And there is no time prescription of how long this needs to take for me. When I turn towards it and drop deep into it and allow it to process, I actually move through quicker. And as I heard the beautiful Queen of Confidence, Erica Kramer, say, it won't boomerang you in the butt later. And I love that. I love that idea so much, that when you process the emotions and allow yourself to utilize the tools that you've built, you know, that you've really cultivated for yourself from that solid foundation, that's when you know that you can move through these things at a different pace. And yes, they will still hurt, and yes, they will still shake you, but you won't necessarily be addicted to them, but you will know that the magic comes next, and you'll start to open your arms more to these situations and see the gifts that are there for you when you move through it and walk towards it. And so this is really to encourage you to continue to choose yourself, dedicate yourself to your tools, to learning practices that make you feel more of you, that allow you to come alive and allow you to stop explaining yourself, stop holding yourself back, stop leaning into the need to play small, and really bring yourself to life and be fully expressed as the incredible human that you are. Incredible energetic being that you are. And so I just want you to know that there are no gurus. There are no gurus. You are your own guru. And if anything, I feel I was very much made for this time where I can facilitate space for all of us, anyone who wants to walk towards me, to really turn inwards and activate that remembrance of who you really are, your power, your strength, your psychic self, your inner wisdom, who you really came here to be. And just know that gurus don't exist. No one has the answers. Only you have the answers that you need in any moment, and that you can tune into those, turn towards them, and really allow them to lead you into your dream desired reality. So, in saying all of that, there are so many ways to work with me if you are, in fact, curious and wanting to learn more about who you really are, to learn about how our subconscious mind works and the limiting beliefs that we can transform, or stressful situations or experiences from our past that keep us tied to our past, where we actually in fact desire to be in our present moment and calling in our desired realities. So we can shift states together. You can meet your psychic self within many of my programs. For listening, and I will chat to you again soon.